Wyoming Sports Talk today, Thursday afternoon. Larry Perotti, Nick Perotti. You know, we're like those folks at Fox. We're fair and balanced. So we had Eric Fountain in yesterday representing the city.
I don't know if I want to be associated with that, but either way.
You should be.
Not
you
really.
You might want to learn something.
All mainstream media is just evil, so.
Who said they're mainstream? They're the right news outlet. And then as we had Eric Fountain in, we bring in Stampede owner and general manager Mark Lance. First, let me apologize yesterday for saying the Stampede were dormant. They're in a holding pattern right now. And again, you're into that put up or shut up type of phase right now with the franchise because the clock is ticking on you right now.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me in. We are, that's exactly where we are. We're at, we're getting rolling on some fundraising. If our fans, the city of Cheyenne, wants to keep the stamps here, we're going to need some help. Everybody knows I'm not a multimillionaire, this is a passion of mine. It's a hobby. It's not something that makes money, and it's something that I have to pull a checkbook out every year to go forward. I can't afford to do that. We've spent, with the last season's increase in fees and loss of revenue streams, we've spent what war chest we had that we accumulate. We accumulate essentially two rounds into the playoff is what we accumulate, so we are able to travel with the team for two rounds if we get that far. And that money gone just to operate.
Now, before everybody goes, wah, wah, we feel real bad for you, Mark. And we'll get into this, and again, we'll also discuss what Eric said. Eric made some very poignant points
yesterday.
We're not going to take anything away from him. You're going to make some very good points. We're not judge and jury, but the one thing that needs to be said here today, and you do have a very good core of Stampede fans, family, those that are Billet families as well, that have come to the Stamps aid.
Yeah,
since the inception.
Pure hockey lovers.
But
there's a solid core.
But now, this is where it's I hate to put it bluntly, put up or shut up.
I was going to say, this is something where Eric at least discussed with us yesterday when we had him on the show of saying, hey, if the Stampede can get a good amount of core, and I think he put a number of about 500 or so to at least attend those Friday and Saturday home games. Yeah, we know what happens with the Sunday afternoons. It's tough to get crowds out there. But he kind of said, again, I'll put it at least more bluntly than what Eric had to say, but again, it was, as you mentioned, again, put up or shut up there, fans here in the city of Cheyenne of, you know, again, those who are outcrying right now, you need to speak, you know, more so not behind a computer screen, but more with your wallets and show your actual financial support for the Stampede as well, too.
Wallet or come to the aid. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be financial. Mark, I mean, they need to come forward and say, hey, I'm behind you.
Yep. We've got, like both of you mentioned, we've got a great group of core fans, boosters, fanaticals, whatever we want to call them. We have some great folks that are out that, you know, have said they'll go out and help us. We have a couple that are actually out shaking the trees and pounding behind the bushes. Right now, I mean, we've got a couple gals that have just been really beating it up and looking. We have garnered support from one of our longtime sponsors, which is Visit Cheyenne. They've came through with a grant for us, as they do each year. We have a couple other companies that have said, yeah, we'll get behind you. But, guys, contrary to everyone's belief, running a team is not a cheap endeavor. We look, our budget's $300,000 to $350,000 every single year, and that's a big nut. And
this includes coaches out. No, wait.
Let's stop.
That's everything,
Ankle,
Larry.
Everything.
That's everything. That's our travel. Knock on wood, no repairs on our bus. No major repairs on our bus. I mean, we've got a great bus person, Rob DuPont and Rob Schlitzky, that keep our bus up and running and keep it prime so it can. You guys know, we all live in Wyoming. We know what springtime is. We know what the winter can bring.
We've been on those roads with LCC.
Yeah, we've been on those road trips, and that's one of the things that we've been able to do.
But again, it doesn't change where the only thing is different is, you know, we look down the road with the Colorado Eagles. You look down the road with the Colorado Avalanche. Again, monies might be a little bit more expensive than what is, you know, the Cheyenne Stampede, but they are still a business. They are still trying to, at least, they got to pay bills. They got to pay lights. They got to pay fees for ice time or whatever it may be. Again, they got to pay all that. And what do? Is they get those fans in those seats, whether it's at the Budweiser, whether it's at the Pepsi Center. And again, it does reflect those ticket costs as well, too, of, hey, this is, in order to put on this product for you, it costs this much, and we need you guys to help and support these teams, or else we cannot go on.
Well, that's exactly it. And I've heard some pushback on our ticket fees, and you know, we didn't raise ticket prices. We added the dollar facility fee, and then this is Cheyenne. A dollar upsets a lot of people. And then when you inside our fees in previous years, we had the sales tax just in there, you know, rounded up and sales tax, and that was paid. Well, with the through the city ticketing system, it runs the dollar facility fee, which I really don't have a major heartache with, but it also attacks on the tax and any ticket fees. You go through Ticketmaster. Nick, what are you going to pay for Ticketmaster? Just to use Ticketmaster.
I think it paid about a fourth of the ticket price to go see the Avs versus the Knights with those fees.
Yeah.
But again, where you talk about online, and again, obviously there's a great push at least having that extra option to buy online, whether it is those folks out of town that are coming to Cheyenne to support whatever teams or families or players on the ice. But again, you do have other options as well, too, where at least – you know, do push to and encourage folks to just walk up to the door and buy those tickets there from you day of game. Or also, too, the other option is something that you've introduced since the inception of the Cheyenne Stampede has been season tickets that are available to purchase for those folks as well to, again, make sure and solidify, hey, you don't have to worry about those fees. Here's season tickets, so not worry at all.
Yeah, and we did, you know, season tickets are great, and that's going to be one of our big pushes coming down the line here. My back's against the wall. The leagues granted me an extension, which I believe both you guys know.
Yeah.
They've granted an extension for a little bit, and we've got to show some progress where we know that we feel good that the progress is going the right way. It's still the crystal ball, and I'm not very good at reading crystal balls. I own a hockey team. It's tough. But we're gonna be doing a push on season tickets. We're gonna go back to a couple seasons back, price on season tickets. The season ticket holders never paid the dollar facility fee. That was not included. It was tickets that they sold. So there wasn't a ticket fee, and there was not a dollar facility fee charged by the city on those. And we also added this year, thanks to Danny Lang. I think you guys remember Danny from last year. Danny did equipment and marketing for us. And we also added on his recommendations of a punch card. You could buy a punch card. It was 8 games, and you could come to any one of the, 25
but again,
home games.
Basically, you're outlining, though, that there are other options instead of paying those, at least, I don't want to put it as a resort fee, but again, at least those.
Same thing.
Again, it is a resort fee, so to speak, just paying that extra, at least, dollar to go, at least, for the ICE and Event Center. But basically, you're saying, though, that there are other options where folks, again, if that dollar scares you, don't worry about it. Here are options for you.
Well, those are the options. If you go and stand in line and buy a ticket at the front desk of the Cheyenne ICE and Event Center, you're still getting charged the ticket fee, and you're still getting charged the facility fee. So our agreement with the city was sold tickets. When they sold the ticket, that those were their fees. The only other option, season tickets, punch passes. Now, I alluded to this. We are looking at doing a committed season ticket where you buy your season ticket now. You only pay a $50 deposit, and the 1st of June you're billed another portion. The 1st of July you're billed another portion. In August you're billed another portion. It's great. Technology's wonderful. PayPal has that set up where.
Well, and it's good that you're not asking a one-time payment of going here. You got to invest all of this money now.
Here, give us $200 today.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough. But those options will be available. You know, our biggest ticket seller was when we did a combo package to one of our sponsors. We sold them a Dasher board, you know, sold them Dasher board advertising and two or four season tickets. Those were great in years past. We were unable to sell those because we did not have advertising. We didn't feel it was prudent or the right thing to do to go in and play games with advertisers and sponsors and pay an exorbitant rate.
All right, so I'm going to jump in on this now and say, as I'm hearing all of this, even though we're in the holding pattern, you still want to be on the ice next season with this franchise.
That's what the goal is.
But, I mean, whether, you know, can you and Tammy back this again for the season?
No, we cannot back it without help.
Okay.
That's what we put out.
So, as we're asking for the help, which would be rather, I mean, will it be in the form of season ticket folks or more stamp fans showing up? But,
yeah.
And I think Eric made a good point yesterday, and I will say this as well, and we've talked about this too. Same thing with the Wyoming Cowboys men's basketball team. You put out a dud, and again, no disrespect to Coach Breen.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
No disrespect over the last couple of years. And even Eric brought this up yesterday too, and again, talking about Eric Fountain representing the city, where you went through three coaches in one season. Breen finally settled in for you and took you through the rest of the year, and then he had his
full season. Well, let me interrupt here.
But let me go.
Because I can't have you say we went through three coaches. we had one guy that came in as a recruiter, Joe Flieger. He came in as a coach. And he took off middle of the night, literally. We got a, what do? Got to get a replacement in.
Yeah, right.
So we called a very, very experienced older guy, Joe LaCorey.
Yeah, who we've had on the show.
Yeah, the other Joe LaCorey, to come in and run the team while we had a chance to do a search. You can't just throw your arms up and go, eh. It's not like we're getting rid of coaches.
No, and I never said that. I'm just saying you went through the three coaches.
Well,
and then,
it's a sensitive spot, Larry.
Okay, and then with Coach Breen. But the thing is, the franchise over the last couple of seasons has endured some tough times. We saw some greener pastures this year. I'm not going to dismiss that.
Hmm.
But the fan base needs to return as it did about a couple 3 years ago.
It needs to get away from where we've, you know, at least what I've kind of referred to, again, fans here in this state, whether it's here in the city of Cheyenne, where they are fickle. They are very fair weather fans. And we've seen that kind of across the Rocky Mountain region, where they need to get that attitude out and go, well, we got to support hockey no matter what. We got to be with this team through the thick and the thin.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, that would absolutely.
That's the perfect world.
Yeah, that's the perfect world. That's not going to happen in Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've got, and I've said this a couple hundred times probably in the last 3 weeks, I've got to have a coach that's charismatic. I've got to have a coach that's very charismatic, that goes out and glad hands with the fans and talks to the fans and talks to their sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have somebody that'll sit in the office and rub his head and go, oh, God, I'm sorry we lost. That doesn't matter. At the end of the game, that coach needs to be out there, pressing the flesh. And this is part of the problem, and Eric alluded to this yesterday. The business plan of how junior hockey works doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. So I've got to be able to bring in some stud players. Well, those guys that are stud players can go play free in about any league they want.
Be successful to those other teams and not have to worry about the fees like, again, a lot of players with the championship.
You can't buy a championship.
Well,
no, I'm talking you and Tammy can't buy the championship.
We can't afford to buy a championship. No.
So I'm taking that Steinbrenner tag off of you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's how I got that Steinbrenner. Say,
who's the ownership of the Oakland A's where they can barely afford anything?
You know, but the thing is it's guys, we're not poor. This is my passion. This is something that I really enjoy to do. There's nothing like it. One of our previous players from last year, Damon Thiera. Damon's a Canadian player. Damon just signed on to Niagara to go play hockey for him next year. Look, Niagara, if I'm not wrong, Nick, I think they're in the Frozen Four.
Yeah, they are in the Frozen Four.
You know, he just signed on with one of the top Division I teams in the United States. I mean, so that's what this is all about. We've got kids all over Europe that I'm in contact, you know, sometimes every week with that are helping out. But the world has changed. It used to be where you had a first-line player, you know, first line, that, yeah, you could probably help them out on their tuition, help them out on their fees a little bit. And that was fine. We could handle that. We could handle first and second liners doing that. But now this has trickled down and got to third, fourth, fifth liners, practice players. I got a couple of practice players that don't want to pay their fees to be a practice player because they're a practice player. They're a developmental player. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, there's serious fees. This is, you know, I can compare this to being in rodeo, the sport of rodeo. It's a very, very expensive sport. You know, one of those hockey sticks, somebody doesn't understand. The one hockey stick is $200 to $250. When I had kids playing, I had one kid that broke 16 to 17 sticks in one season.
Now, are you the supplier of the sticks? They don't come into town like Larry goes and plays down his over 50 league. He's got three bats in his bag. Well, they don't supply me with a bat.
No, our booster club has raised money to buy the sticks. So, yeah, it's coming through the Stampede program.
Okay.
They had raised money. Kids always come with a couple sticks. You know, they always do. But if you're in junior hockey, you're going to be spending a ton of money. I mean, you've got kids skating in $1,000, $800 to $1,000 skates on titanium blades. You ever bought a chunk of titanium? I mean, it's not exactly cheap. So it's a very, very expensive sport. And so that, along with the helping out with tuition or giving a reduction of fees, has kind of set the junior hockey world on its ear. So
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I was just going to – we need to take a break here. Can we put you on pause there for a second?
Well, Steinbrenner of the West will hold on.
Yes. All right. We're going to take a timeout. We are talking with Mark Lance, owner and general manager of the Cheyenne Stampede. We are back with more after this.